that's that, you know, that's what this is about, the story. You have the Judah level and the Tamar level, but it's all happening simultaneously. But our experience of it is an iteration of state. Yeah, that's what finite life is. It's alternations of state. That's what gives us a sense of being alive. So that's what the word presents. Yeah, so I mean, the key things that I take is always remember that everything described in the word is the mercy of the Lord being expressed. So even if we can't see it, then we hold on to that kind of truth in terms of our engagement with the text. That's putting on a semblance of truth, right? We hold to those things being true, even though we can't see how they're true at the moment. But it's through the process of being engaged with the word that the very illustrations of those states being described there are given to us. And often it's only around sharing them that we begin to see, oh, yeah, that, you know, the story actually played out over the period. And it does that every single cycle. Yeah, so that's something we can hang on to, that even if we're struggling to see what the meaning of something is, that struggle in itself is part of the coming to see at some point, whether it's in the round or whether it's year or 10 years or in the next life or whenever, you know. But those questions sit there because they are real questions and they are directing and guiding our search. And, you know, we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves if we can't see. It just means that the question is still needed to guide and direct where we need to head.